More than 3,000 would-be music stars turned out last week for the first of four open auditions in West Africa. The contestants were eager to prove that they deserved a chance to be Africa's next idol.
Well, I want to be famous. I want the whole world to know me.
Hello, pop idol, West Africa. I want to be a pop idol because I know that I've got all it takes to be world. It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this line. Wouldn't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new? I don't know who you are, but I want to be a pop idol. Thank you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll be able to tell the whole world that we've got it here in Africa.
These are a few of the young singers who are competing to star in a television series that features a real music competition in which one contestant will be eliminated each week through a combination of audience voting and judges' marks. The singer who gets the highest rating will win prize money and a recording contract. The first competition will be broadcast by the South African television company Mnet in early March. Auditions are taking place in cities in Nigeria and Ghana, countries in West Africa with the most Mnet subscribers. Following these auditions, judges will select 10 contestants. Though Mnet only has subscribers in two other countries in West Africa now, Senegal and Sierra Leone, it hopes Idols West Africa will attract new viewers. Joseph Hunda, director of operations for the show, is counting on the almost universal appeal of reality television to make it a hit.
Reality shows have come on. It's been quite a popular format for television. And Mnet, like any other broadcast in the world, would be foolish to ignore that.
Mnet introduced its first Idols show in South Africa in 2002. Called Idols South Africa, it was based on Britain's Pop Idol, a format also copied by the U.S. in its American Idol series. Hunda says the competition has been a big hit in South Africa since it began 4 years ago.
It's amazing how popular reality TV is among our African audiences.
In my head I'm hearing angels, in my heart I feel a smile.
The 2005 winner of Idols South Africa was Karen Kortje, a former fruit packer. She won a prize of almost $500,000 and a recording contract with Sony BMG. Hunda says one of the real pleasures of the show is discovering a real star.
You know, talent is talent, and when you unearth it, it's the most wonderful thing you can do.
But I don't think forever's long enough.
While Hunda hopes he can repeat the success of the Idol South Africa and West Africa, he also hopes the show will discover some unique talents.
One hopes that every pop star looks different because you don't want the same thing. You want someone different to break out now and again. But I think we're looking for someone young, someone vibrant, someone who is going to be able to sell the music internationally.
Like so many discoveries in the music world, the show's criteria for stardom are simple yet unforgiving.
When you see it, you just know it.
Contestants like this singer rehearsing for her audition in Lagos last week are now waiting to hear if they will make it to round two. Idols West Africa will air early March and continue to the end of May. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.